Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding How to Share Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Let's continue the topic of Abraham. Let's start with a difficult test of Abraham's faith. We read in Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. On a mountain, I will show you. Abraham must have thought deeply about God's shocking and apparently immoral command. For God had promised Abraham that through his son Isaac, he would have many descendants, right? And his descendants were to be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. We know that from Genesis 15, verse 5. Earlier in Genesis 21, verses 12 to 13, God told Abraham to send Ishmael away. And now he asked him to sacrifice Isaac. Can you imagine how Abraham must have felt? Naturally, Abraham would want to cling to Isaac, because Isaac was now the only remaining son that he had. Abraham trusted God. Abraham no doubt wondered, how can I have the descendants promised to me if I sacrifice my son Isaac as God has commanded? Abraham believed in God's promises, God's faithfulness, and his righteousness. He concluded that the only way Isaac could beget offspring after being sacrificed would be if God were to raise him from the dead. Abraham reasoned that since God gave him a son when it was naturally impossible to have one, then God could also raise that son back to life from the dead. Wow, I love Abraham's faith, don't you? Abraham passed the test. The Bible makes it clear that Abraham passed this great test of faith. How? By deciding to sacrifice Isaac. In obedience, he prepared his promised son, Isaac, to be sacrificed. We know that from Hebrew 11, verses 17 to 19. And I am reading from the Bible, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned, Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. And so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. I love it. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims using the topic of Abraham. in the Quran and in the Bible. The Quran shows harmony with Abraham's reasoning. In Surah 2, verse 260, we read, "Behold, Abraham said, My Lord, show me how thou givest life to the dead." Wow. Interesting to find a verse like that in the Quran. Abraham's profound faith is very clear. Abraham's decision to obey God and sacrifice his son was not simply mindless or blind, uncomprehending submission to the will of God. We need to share that with our Muslim friends. Abraham believed that God would always be faithful to his word. He realized that the promise of descendants and blessings would be fulfilled in spite of the sacrifice of his son. I love it. Abraham believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead. For that reason, Abraham knew that sacrificing his son, Isaac, was not in any way the same as idolatrous sacrificing their children to their gods. Abraham discovered the harmony between God's shocking and apparently immoral command and God's goodness. Abraham trusted in the holy character of God, and so should we. The gospel preached to and through Abraham. So we are laying foundation. We are helping our Muslim friend to see the prominence of Abraham in both the Quran and the Bible. The Quran states that God told Abraham, "I will make thee an imam to the nations." A Bechtel translation of the same surah, Surah 2, verse 124, "I have appointed thee a leader for mankind." As recorded in Genesis 22:18, God promised Abraham, "Through your offspring seed, all nations, families on earth will be blessed." So we see now Abraham's prominence. Now, God's covenant with Abraham, God told Abraham, "As for me, this is my covenant with you, you will be the father of many nations." Genesis 17:4. Abraham considered why he was made a blessing for mankind and the father of multitude of nations. So Abraham saw his chosen and high status as a reflection of God's great glory in heaven. Abraham realized that he resembled the Heavenly Father as a human prototype of God Himself. He surely also viewed Isaac's miraculous birth, expected sacrifice, and resurrection from the dead, and his innumerable descendants promised as types of a greater reality yet to come. We will continue this important topic next, which is the gospel preached to and through Abraham. Very important information to share with our Muslim friends.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write, to equip Christians, and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
As I was driving here to the radio station today, I just felt that God is giving us the opportunity to be equipped, to prepare us to help many Muslims know Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. It is not a coincidence that God gave me this opportunity to share the information, experience, knowledge He gave me in the past 40 years, and it's not a coincidence that you are listening. Most of the people in the world are not listening to my program about sharing Jesus with Muslims, but you are listening. So I believe that nothing in our lives is a result of an accident. Everything is ordained by God, as we know from the Bible, and God has a plan of connecting us together so He can use us, you and me, to help many Muslims enjoy His love and salvation. So remember that. This is not just about information or Bible study. This is about fulfilling God's eternal plans for the salvation of so many Muslim people, I say multitudes of Muslims, through me and you. Okay, now, if you remember, we were talking about Abraham and the gospel that was preached to and through Abraham, and we can see the prominence of Abraham in both the Quran and the Bible. The Quran elevates Abraham so much and describes him as the imam of all the nations, leader of mankind. And of course, the Bible in Genesis 22, God told Abraham, through your offspring seed, all nations, all families on earth will be blessed. So Abraham is so big. God told Abraham, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. Abraham considered why he was made a blessing for mankind and the father of a multitude of nations. I am sure my Muslim friend Abraham thought about all these things. Abraham saw his chosen and the high status as a reflection of God's great glory in heaven. God did not give this status to anybody. Abraham realized that he resembled the Heavenly Father as a human prototype of God Himself. He surely also viewed Isaac's miraculous birth, expected sacrifice, and resurrection from the dead, and his innumerable descendants promised as types of a greater reality yet to come. Okay? So he thought of himself that he is a human prototype of God Himself, because He is a source of blessings to so many families all over the world, all nations. And then he thought about, wow, Isaac's miraculous birth and sacrificing him, resurrection from the dead, and the innumerable descendants God promised me to have, all these are types of a greater reality yet to come. Aha! Abraham foresaw the good news of a greater sacrifice. Abraham understood that the Heavenly Father would also have a son born miraculously into this world. The son would be offered as a sacrifice by the hand of his own father. The son would rise from the dead, and the risen son would be the source of blessings to the world. I believe that exactly what happened. God revealed to his friend Abraham, because remember, the Bible and the Quran agree that Abraham is called the friend of God. God revealed to his friend Abraham his plan of salvation and the coming blessing to mankind. Abraham foresaw the heart of the gospel. You know, many Muslims will tell you, no, this is just a coincidence. How can you assume all that? Well, we have some evidence. Jesus told the Jews, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day, and he saw it and was glad. John 8, verse 56. I love that verse. I love these words that Jesus told the Jews. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. Abraham must have reasoned in his mind, what God commanded me to do for him cannot be more than what God is willing to do for me. Abraham had some knowledge of the true religion to come. I believe God revealed to his friend Abraham in some measure that someday he would send his own son to die for the sins of the world, and that any person who trusts in God's saving grace will be blessed and saved. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Note that after centuries of animal sacrifices in the Jewish temple, my Muslim friend, John the Baptist, who is called the Prophet Yahya in the Quran, came and proclaimed the arrival of Jesus. We read that in John 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Wow. It is amazing and significant to find the Christian message, indeed, the heart of the gospel written all over the Jewish Holy Scripture. To be continued next program, before we end this program, we must do the most important thing, which is praying. Before we pray, I want to remind you, if you need any help reaching your Muslim friends or acquaintances, don't hesitate to contact me. I am here to serve you and to serve Muslims through you. And also, I have a special prayer request. I am making serious efforts to expand our radio ministry and to get involved more in satellite TV, recording programs. Of course, there are so many challenges, but the opportunity is there, and we pray that God will open the door and God will use us, you and me, in a great way to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy his love and his salvation. God, we pray this prayer, God, you heard us. Use me and use my audience, God, every one of them, to help multitudes of Muslims spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, God bestowed on us the greatest form of love by giving his own son, who was not created and whose presence he enjoyed from all eternity. God sacrificed what was most precious to his heart. The Bible shows us that God's love for Abraham and for us far surpass Abraham's love for God and anyone's love for God. This is a very important point to communicate to your Muslim friend. And you tell him all God is asking you is to receive his love by putting your faith in Jesus Christ and by acknowledging your sin and believe that Jesus died to pay the penalty for your sin. And by repenting, deciding not to live far from God anymore. He loves you. He came in the person of Jesus Christ and he paid the penalty for your sins. My Muslim friend, pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, I believe in Jesus. Forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.